Good day, my dear friend. Dr. Tim Tootin here, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. I want to welcome you to our worship experience. We meet here in Baltimore at 7660 Bel Air Road. Our service time is 8:45. I want you to join us now for a message that's already in progress.
There's something about those old spirituals, amen? Let's look to the Lord even now. Bow our heads and close our eyes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for freedom that comes from you. God, we thank you that you freed us from those things that have enslaved us, even in the here and now. It is our prayer today that as we stand to declare your word, that you might free us up, that your spirit might run free in this place, from heart to heart and from mind to mind. And when we're done, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Somebody just say amen today. Amen. Somebody say thank you, Jesus, today. Amen. Somebody say the Lord is good today. Amen. See, you already know that. Yeah. I'm not telling you anything new. Let's look even now to the book of Galatians, the 5th chapter, and verse number 1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. It's just the one verse. Let's say it one more time. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Finding Freedom. Finding Freedom. As American citizens, we look to the First Amendment to the Constitution, which grants us certain kinds of freedom. And that is the power and the right to act and to speak and to think in a way that we can share without restraint and without hindrance. I mean, only in this country can we have that kind of right. We have the freedom of press. I'm familiar with that. We have the freedom of assembly. We can come together one with another. We have the freedom of speech, the freedom of expression, the freedom of religion, the fact that we can come to church and nobody is trying to arrest us. We can come to church and say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and nobody calls 911. You miss that? In some countries, that's not allowed. In some countries, you are not allowed to express your faith. I remember some years ago talking with our good friend, Pastor Fred Dyer, who enjoyed going to China. And he and his wife would go on missionary journeys, but they could not openly express their faith. Now imagine this if you know Fred. Fred said they would go to the park and just dance with folk. And as they're dancing, they're spreading the gospel of Jesus. No leaflet, no, I'm going to tell you about Jesus, but can I have this dance, please, in the park? And while I'm doing a move, I can tell you about Jesus. Isn't that amazing that in some countries you got to use many methods to reach someone for Christ? But aren't you glad that you're free today? Yes. Amen. Amen. It was the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. who shared this quote in a letter from the Birmingham jail in 1963, in April of that year. He said, "We know through painful experience that freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed." And so If there is one today who knows about being in bondage, it is the Apostle Paul, who wrote the better part of the New Testament. Paul certainly wrote many of what we call the prison letters to the people. Even though he was locked up, he was still free to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And so Paul writes to the church at Galatia, writing to them to encourage them to always be on the lookout for what they're hearing. I see that over and over again in the text, is that there's always another thought, always another doctrine that's trying to bleed in. And Paul is saying, don't forget what you know, and don't forget who you know. You know, it's easy because people will try to influence you and you'll walk out not knowing what you think you believe. Amen? That's why I always encourage a Bible study. I always encourage a devotional life, because that way you're getting it right from the source. So Paul certainly talks with us, certainly writes this letter. And within our sharing today, we'll take a look at Paul's letter from the standpoint of a declaration, that Paul actually says something that he believes will help the people to find freedom and to hold on to freedom, and to do it with a certain determination, to do it with a certain passion, that I'm not just free to say I'm free, but I want to hold on and keep hold of my freedom. And then, of course, he addresses the issue of being delivered. You know, when it comes to the life that we live, if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves really in a battle. The Bible talks about the mind and the flesh and the spirit, how they war against one another so that you won't do right. You ever have a bad thought? Of course you do. Have things that cross your mind. The world and the flesh want you to think a certain way, but you know, because you've been exposed to the word, there's another way. And every now and then there's a WWF that takes place. Some of y'all still watch that. Amen? There's a WWF in the spirit that takes place. So even though I would do good, evil is always present. Do I have a praying church this morning, or am I by myself? Are your thoughts always great thoughts? Are your thoughts always holy? Thank the Lord, praise you, Jesus? Or do you find yourself sometimes having to really concentrate and clearing your mind? The Bible said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who humbled himself even until the cross. Amen. Paul writes about freedom. Paul writes about what it means to be in search of and to find freedom. Freedom allows you to sleep at night. When your mind is free, you can go to bed and go right under. Get up the next morning and say, Lord, thank you. Having freedom is to have liberty. Amen? And to know that I know who rules the world. I know who takes care of me. I know who gets me through my day. It's because in Christ I am free. Any free people today, I mean, do you really feel free? You may have walked in carrying some extra baggage and some extra concerns, but I dare you to shake it off right now. So you know what? I'm free in Christ. So first, there's a declaration. And so Paul said, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. He makes a bold statement that it is Christ who makes the difference. We could not free ourselves. Otherwise, we'd been free earlier. But he says, never forget, it is Christ that sets us. And so he makes it inclusive. Not Christ who has set you free. Not Christ who has set, but together, as a body of believers, aren't you glad today it is Christ who has set us free? You ever been locked up? Now, I'm not going to give in your business. But I just did. Been locked up. Wasn't your fault. didn't do anything, and there was a bail set. And somebody showed up, posted your bail. Now, you might have been cool, but you were glad to be free. Amen? You might have had a court date, but just for that moment, maybe one or two. I ain't looking at nobody. But you know what it means to say, Lord, I'm free. And in the life that we live, we find ourselves in bondage so often. And being in bondage is a state really of being subjected to some external power. That there's something that desires to hold you down and to hold you back and to control you and to chain you down. But God, through Christ Jesus, has set you free. Yeah. And there's some things in our lives that people want to remind us. No, I've come out of that. That thing that used to have me does not have me anymore. Yeah. Anybody got that kind of testimony? Yeah. That there were some things that really had you. You were bound. But thank God for Jesus Christ that now you are free. Yeah. Oh, nobody's free today. Yeah. I'm talking about that thing. I don't know what that thing is. Hebrews says that sin that so easily besets, whatever that thing is that's had you bound, but now you can walk past it. Now you can walk beyond it because you have been set free, Paul declares. And you know what? It's not you who did it, but it's always in Jesus. Now, folk may say, well, are you being a Jesus freak? Why you give Jesus for everything? Because he did it. He did it. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace you are saved through faith, through what you believe, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, lest anyone should boast. So before you get the big head and say, you know what, I was in a 20-day program, and that program got me through. I watched a certain talk show, and that freed me up. No, it wasn't. I mean, real freedom only comes from Christ. Yeah. Would you agree with that today? Yeah. I mean, to be really free, it comes from him. Amen. I'm so glad that I'm free from certain things in life. Yeah. And he's brought us to that point. So Paul just makes the declaration. He makes the statement that it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. And then he says there has to be a determination. Stand firm. Straighten up. Gird up the loins of your mind. You are free. And you got to act free. And walk free. And talk free. And love free. Just because there's always someone or something seeking to knock you off your mark. Amen? On your best day. Had a great prayer and devotion and your favorite song was on the radio and you were hallelujah, got to work and somebody crossed you. Yeah. Oh, yes, they did. Yeah. Gave you a certain look and all of a sudden you were not too firm. You're free, but you want to fight. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. He's reminding them to know that folk might try to knock you off where God has placed you, but stand firm in what you know. Stand firm in who you know. Be determined that that thing that got me last week won't get me again. Oh, someone else has been gotten. Yes, we have. Yes, we have. We've been gotten. Oh, enemy got a big lick in, but you won't do it again. But to stand. Paul writes to the Corinthian church about standing. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know your labor and your work in the Lord is perfected. Be steadfast. Isn't it amazing that as believers, and we should expect it, there's always some force that's trying to move you away from what you know? Maybe it's never happened to you. Maybe nobody ever messes with you. Maybe the enemy never approaches you. Maybe you're not tempted, but we are. And you have to think for a minute, who is it that's behind this? I may as well testify, give you some of it. I was dealing with a situation last week. And my friends and family knew, man, I was going to fight this thing. I mean, I went deep. I ain't a bad fella, but I'm just going to fight it. You know, I had my mind made up. I couldn't find no scripture for it, but I was going to fight it. And so I was not really standing firm. But I had breakfast with a friend of mine, and he began to share some word with me that pricked my heart. He said, there's some things that the Spirit will prevent you from doing and prevent you from going, even though you think it's a good idea. Even though you're passionate about it, the Spirit said, no, don't go there. But you said, but you don't know what they did. No, don't go there. But no, that wasn't right. No. And so I had to come to be humbled in that moment. If I found peace through knowing that there's just some time you have to just stand firm, be still, and know that I'm God. Isn't that great news today? Paul writes as he talks about this battle, wherefore take up the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, just, yeah. Winds may be blowing, but I'm free. Stand. Trouble in my way. I'm free. I'm going to stand. Folk getting on my last nerve, and some of it's true, but I'm going to stand. And so Paul says, you are free. Now just stand where you are. Just be firm in what you believe. I'm helping myself today. Can I just say that? That's what the Word of God does. It's not for you necessarily. But when I keep hearing that, I'm saying, oh, thank you, Lord, that you made me to stand firm and to know that I'm free in Him. A declaration. Paul puts it out there. The truth. Determination. But then he ends in this one verse and talks about deliverance. And do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. That says to me, it's been done before, but don't let it get you again. The thing that held you down last week, don't let it bound you up this week. The same thing that made you mad last week, I'm talking to somebody today, don't let it get you again. Amen? Paul issues a warning of sorts. Don't, he says a yoke, he gives a word picture. Maybe you watch Death Valley Days, some of those old shows where they had the oxen, a gun smoke. You know, some of your American history, and they had the oxen. And they would be yoked together so that if one went that away, you had to kind of go that because you were yoked together. And what Paul is saying, because he writes to a community that knows farming, don't allow yourself to be yoked again by slavery. You're free, but you're still hanging out with the yoke. Amen? And so he wrote something that the church of Galatia could relate to. And this yoke was this wood. If you don't believe me, you can Google it and put in yoke and hit images. It'll show you what one looks like. Right. Amen? Amen? But there's a good part to this. It's good to be yoked with someone that's going in the same direction that you're going. Yes. Amen? Oh, Lord have mercy. I mean, I don't mind having a yoked fellow that person is following Christ. That follow me as I follow. But if you yoke with the wrong person, you'll go the wrong way. Yeah. And you pretty much are determined you got to kind of go. You can't go that away. But thank God when you're going after the things of Christ. Yeah. And you're yoked with somebody who says, brother, can I pray for you? Yeah, I'm yoked with you. Can I lift you up today? I'm yoked with you. Yeah. Get yoked with that kind of person today. Get your head in to the game and says, I don't mind following him. And Christ talks about this. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke. My yoke. My yoke upon you. And do what? Learn of me, for I am meek and I am lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I've been delivered from the thing that held me back. I've been delivered for the thing that kept me locked up. Have you been delivered from that thing that has sought to hold you up? Have you walked away in freedom from an attitude that's held you up all of these years? Today, can I just announce, you can be free. Why? Because Christ has set you free. The price has already been paid. It was done by way of the cross. My God, that's what did it. It was the blood of Jesus Christ that made all of the difference. Jesus writes, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. That's what allows you to become free when you begin to read the Word of God, to ingest the Word of God. I love this truth of Christ that the songwriter raised. He says, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. You know that blood has power?
Yes.
The blood that Jesus shed will get you through every situation. And every now and then, you just got to plead the blood of Jesus. Ask the Lord to cover your situation. You got to walk into a place. You know what? In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus. The old mothers would do that. Man, they just pleaded. Because they knew that there was power in the blood. They knew that the blood made the difference in our situation. And you know, Dr. King ended that famous speech, I Have a Dream, talking about letting freedom ring. He began to name a few places in the mountains of New Hampshire and New York and Tennessee and Georgia and Colorado. He says, let freedom ring. Well, we got to let freedom ring in our own situations. Amen? Let freedom ring in your heart so that you might love the way that the Lord has called you to love.
Yes.
See, before, there was something that was holding you back. You couldn't love the way you wanted to love. Why? Freedom had not been released in your life. Let freedom ring in your home. That sometimes the biggest struggle is the home front. But let freedom loose in your house. Let freedom loose in your bedroom. Let freedom loose in the kitchen. Let freedom loose anywhere in the house. Begin to plead the blood of Jesus and let freedom ring. Let freedom ring on that job that you sometimes complain about, but it's paying your bills. Let freedom ring on the job. Let freedom ring as you go every 2 weeks. Thank you, God. You got a paycheck. Some of y'all got retirement checks. Let freedom ring. And that's the good news. Let it ring in my soul so I'm never ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That when I found freedom, I thank God that it makes a difference in who we are. Are you still searching today for something? And you don't realize that to get to where God wants you, you got to be free. But I made a resolution. But are you free? I'm going to change my ways in 18. But are you free? I'm going to do better. You can't do it without Christ. It is Christ who makes us free. Have you found that freedom today in your own life? If you have, just give God some praise today. If you know he's freed you, if you know what freedom looks like and what freedom feels like, just stand to your feet today. And that's the close of the sermon, that let's rejoice like free people. Let's give God praise like free people. Let's thank him like somebody who says, oh, I'm free. I know the price has been paid. Thank you for setting me free. A declaration. Determined to stand firm and then to no longer be locked up, bound up, and yoked in the wrong direction. That is the word of God today. It's already a blessing. Come on, give the Lord a praise today. What I love about that, you can come just the way you are. Well, I'll be free when I get my act together. I'm gonna get there, but you know, I need a moment. I need a few more days, and when it get warm again, I'll do it. Got to make your mind up today. Come as you are.
Come just as you are.
He'll take you that way.
Hear the Spirit call. Come just as you are. Come and see.
And live
forever.
Come just as you are. Let the Lord do the work in your life. He's the only one that could set you free.
Come just as you are.
He'll free you from yourself.
Come and see.
Everlasting
strength for today.
How many strength today?
Taste the living waters and never thirst again.
Come as you are.
Come just as you are.
As we come today, I want to offer Christ to you. There's something about knowing who it is who frees you. No longer ashamed of your past life, but know that you've got a new beginning in Him. He'll take you right now as you are. I want to appeal to you today. It may seem redundant that every Sunday, Reverend, you come and you bid to us the Word of God. And we know we're already saved. But there might be one. This is the most sacred time of the worship experience. Why? The Word of God has been planted and watered. But it's at this time that our hearts are most vulnerable. So I pray today, if you know that you have no relationship with Jesus Christ, today make a decision. How do you do it, Reverend? The Bible says, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. You know, when I first grasped that, I was like, I thought it was harder than that. That I had to do, you know, two steps back and two to the left and lie again about what I wasn't going to do. But no, the fact that I opened my mouth and said, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I've sinned and come short of your glory. But I believe that you died. And I believe that God raised you again. And I accept that into who I am. That's powerful stuff. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. If I believe that and receive that and believe that, that I have life eternal. I may need some work. We all do, but that's the major step. Have you made that step today? Have you opened your heart to Jesus Christ? I mean, as they say in the country, show enough. He'll come in. and he'll make your life brand new. If you've seen me many years ago, I couldn't see myself here. I mean, I knew enough to play it well. Academy Award, lead actor in a World Series. But when it came to my heart, it took time. I got freed up, and now I'm walking with the Master. But it didn't happen overnight. But it has to be a starting point for you. Where do you start? You can start now by asking Jesus Christ to come into your life. Man, are there any witnesses today? Anybody feel like I feel today? Say, wow, you're right. You're right that when I came to the realization that I was saved and that life eternal was mine, man, that really made the difference for me. I was like, wow. You mean life everlasting? Yeah, you mean salvation? And I'm so glad today that somebody shared that word with me. I'm so glad the Lord allowed me to receive it. And that's because we had opening ears. Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus as an ambassador of your truth. None of us have any power to save anybody. But your word is true, that you would make our lives brand new. Free us today, God. Help us to see the chains falling and the things that have bound us for so many years. Today, we can be free. Why? We found freedom in you. Save someone today, we pray, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're so glad you could join us today. I pray you were blessed by today's message. Wanted to tell you about a few other things that will bless you as well. You can get a copy of my brand new book just out entitled Leading by Example, A Parental Guide to Teaching and Modeling Christian Faith at Home. You can get it by going to our church website at www.2harvest.org and look for Leading by Example. Okay, I pray you have a great day today and let someone know that Jesus loves them. I'm Dr. Tim Tooten, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Have a great day in the Lord.